Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, September 13th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second Saturday of each month. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The show explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that because I've had 10 careers so far. I started as a fashion model, then I was a rock and roll singer on the MCA label. I was a corporate consultant with Accenture, an adjunct professor, and today I'm a professional speaker, author, coach, blogger, and radio show host. So let's set the tone for today's program. Purpose is the reason you journey, and passion is the fire that lights your way. Today's show is brought to you by Budgetpreneur.com. If you find you have very little money to invest in your business and yet still need to get things done, just stop putting those things off. Go to Budgetpreneur.com. They provide the resources and tools to help you manage your business, save money, and increase revenues. Visit www.budgetpreneur.com and become a member today. Okay, let's get started. And by the way, if you're listening online and calling to ask a question, please mute your computer first. The number to call in is 646-381-4198. We have another fantastic show for you this month. Our topic today is your life on purpose when nothing seems to be working. Are you living the life that you always saw yourself living? Do you have unfulfilled dreams? Are you happy with all aspects of your life? If your answer is no, why not? Today, we will share with you how to map your journey through life using a tool to help you analyze your life as it currently is versus how you really want it to be. We will help you discover yourself and put you on a path to living your life on purpose. And our speaker is Miss Sherry Darden. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Sherry Darden was given the name of the business plan lady after offering monthly workshops throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth area. When her name was not recalled, they would simply say, "You're the business plan lady." In 2002, she was trained by the IRS to teach at small business tax workshops and has taught hundreds of them. Sherry spent the last 9 years providing small business startup workshops, business plan workshops, and a wide range of entrepreneur sessions across the country. She contributes to local newsletters that offer her wealth of information to the general public. You can learn more about her by going to her website, which is her name, SherryDarden.com. Welcome, Sherry.
Good afternoon, or I should say, yeah, good afternoon or good morning, depending on where you are in the world.
You know what? The first question that comes to my mind is, why did you choose this topic for this month's show?
Well, you and I both have mutual clients, and you and I were having a conversation a couple months ago, and we were just talking about the new perils of the negative way that travel is going and us becoming weary travelers and all the good stuff. And, you know, we were kind of maybe having a little bit of a venting session about what we didn't want and what we didn't want in our life, and we didn't want to travel so much and we didn't want to drive so much. And then we had a pivotal moment where we began to talk about what we did want. And when we both began to speak about what we wanted and we ended our conversation, I remember reaching out to you maybe 2 or 3 days later going, "Hey, you remember that conversation where we kind of gears and talked about what we wanted instead of what we didn't want? Things changed." And so that was a pivotal moment for me to say, you know what, we need to start changing our view about what we want. You know, as trainers, at the break time or at the end of a workshop, you know, people come up and tend to want to use this as life coaches and, you know, counselors and psychiatrists and all that good stuff. And they begin to tell us what they don't want. And when I would many times would ask and try and look for their pain, I would ask them, well, why are you doing what you're doing? And many times that answer was, well, because this new position was forced upon me, or I didn't have a choice, or a lot of times I would hear them say, well, this is all I know, or this is what is expected of me. And so I'm going to go back to what you said, the question that you asked at the beginning of the show, why not? And many times that's because life has told us what we should do or what we shouldn't do. And so when we think about our life on purpose, that's what we have to get back to, because many times we're just going through the grinds. We're going because somebody told us to do it, or we're trying to keep the lights on, or we're trying to, you know, put our kids through college and all that good stuff. We need to get back to our purpose before life told us no. And again, to ask that question, are you doing what you need to do? Are you doing what you want to do? Are you doing what ignites that fire? And many of us, I would like just gamble to say 99.9% of us say no. And so we've got people who are unhappy, and it's very, very easy and very simple to get back to a happier life and kind of unpeel those layers to figure out why are we not doing what our passion is.
Yes, I couldn't hear you for a moment.
Oh, okay, yes. And so that's the reason why I chose the topic for this month, is just kind of getting back to, again, life's just kind of, we kind of get a little diverted about what we don't want, what we don't want, what makes us unhappy. So I said, you know what, let's get back to the basics. Let's talk about living our life on purpose, not for the purpose of anyone else, but for what our purpose in life is. And so that's kind of why I said, hey, I was going to talk about another topic. I said, let's switch topics and go back to living your life on purpose. So that's what brought me to talk about this today.
I'm completely on board with that. I have a program myself that I've had for, 10 years, 15 years, and it's called Live Your Life on Purpose instead of by default. And I created that topic because when I worked at Accenture, there was a guy that I walked into his cubicle, and I thought he was just doing all this wonderful stuff on purpose. And I said, wow, how did you get here? And his answer was, I have no idea. They hired me right out of college, and, you know, they just gave me different stuff to do, and I wound up here. And I thought to myself, you know, you're just living your life by default, by whatever just lands in your lap, because you haven't, you don't even realize that you're giving all of your youth your best earning years and your most energetic time to something that you never even selected for yourself. So we're on the same wavelength here. Also, another thing I'll share with you that you sparked in me by your response to this question is when you focus on what you do want instead of what you don't want. If you focus on what you don't want, you get more of what you don't want. That's the secret.
Absolutely.
And if you focus on what you do want, law of attraction says that's what you're going to attract to yourself. So that's why when we did that in our conversation, things changed, as you said.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, until we know what we want, you know, the doors won't open for us, or the wrong doors will open for us. Like you said, you know, what you focus on, you know, there's scripture that says, you know, the thing I fear the most has come to pass, and it comes to pass because that's what we put our energy on. And so if we want to live our life on purpose, we need to focus on that. And, again, it gets back to, Yvonne, we have to get back to really realizing what we want and not what society or our first-grade teacher told us what we would be good for, or, you know, even some type of personality test and all that good stuff. We have to get back to what's in our heart as to where our life and our path should lead. And that's where we really have to, again, just get back to the basics and get in our quiet place and figure out, hey, you know what? Life kind of gave me some detours, you know, like Siri says, you know, recalculating or reroute. So we're going to have to recalculate and get back to what we really want our destination to be.
Absolutely. We've heard that phrase, life on purpose. It's mm-hmm. used all the time. What spin can mm-hmm. you put on this that's different from what we've heard in the past?
Again, you know, it's getting my approaches going back to the beginning and starting to remove those layers back from when somebody told you that your dreams, your love, or your passion was kind of silly or ridiculous. I remember having that pivotal conversation that most of us have with our parents. I can remember it like yesterday. I was in the kitchen in the house that I grew up in, and I was cleaning the kitchen and wiping down the stove, and my mom was sitting on a stool, and we're having that conversation of what do you want to do with your life? And ironically, at that location in our home, I told her that I had the dream, I had the vision and the passion to open up a small bistro. I absolutely love to cook, which I said, which is kind of ironic where we had that conversation. Mm. And she very calmly, you know, kind of endorsed and acknowledged my dream. And she said, you know what? You know, she said, you're very good at cooking. I can see that you love it. You've got that gene for hospitality, and you'd be very good at it. But absolutely, positively not. And she said it very matter-of-factly. And she said, you will be like the rest of our family. You will either be a doctor or a lawyer or accountant or teacher, something that will always make you money. And I can always thank her for that, for having my best interest at heart. But that pivotal moment changed the direction of my life and my passion to do, again, what society says I should do as opposed to what my passion is. I even remember going back to grade school, looking at my, I was actually going through some old photos the other day and came across one of my old grade cards, my report card. And it's like, she's very articulate, she's very bright, she's da-da-da-da-da, you know, she's, you know, very knowledgeable, she's very smart, but she talks too much. And again, my passion is to talk, and look what you and I do today. We're trainers and we're speakers. But again, that's someone telling you, no, don't do what your passion is. And then, like I said, again, you know, I've allowed life to afford me, again, what is it that you like to do? I like to talk. I like to help people. That is a passion of mine. I love it when my clients or one of my participants in a workshop gets that, what Oprah calls that bing, bing, or that aha moment. And so that's the different spin I'm going to put on it is, again, without question, you know, it changed the career, and I love it, but it was not always my passion. So my approach is, what's a little different is, again, going back to the basics. I make you peel off all the layers to go back and actually realize what makes you shine, what makes you glow, what makes you happy, maybe what makes you excel. Go back to life before life told you no. Then we get back again to what your true passion is, not maybe the last 10 or 15 years ago when the person that's sitting next to you in an airport say, you know what you'd be good at? We have lots of people that like to tell you that. You know what you should do? Let me tell you what you should do. And this is, you know, and this is the person that's probably been unemployed for the past 40 years, has never excelled at anything, but I can tell you what you're going to do. So that's my different approach in my journal is to get back to what makes you happy. You know, when you were a kid, before somebody said that's silly, what did you want to be? And so it kind of looks at what your natural niche is and then go with it without abandon, again, ignoring what other people are going to tell you. No, that's not what you should do. That's kind of a different approach where I actually go back to the basics with an exercise that I call Back to the Future. And I have my participants or whoever buys the journal of the person I'm working with, and I usually do this with my coaching, is I have them introduce themselves to them. Now we say, I want you to introduce yourself to you 3 years in the future. What does it look like? What does it smell like? Where are you? What are you wearing? Who's in your life? All of that good stuff. And again, you want to approach it with, you're not reading it for anybody but you. So we're going to peel away, again, all of the things that society is telling you you should be as opposed to what your passion is. First time I did it about 7 years ago, Yvonne, 30-minute exercise, it took me 3 days. Because I had to peel away again, well, I should put this in here because that's what my mother would probably look for. or I should put that in here because this is what my friends are always telling me that I should do or I should look like or where I should be living. And it goes back to the basics. So that's kind of the different spin that I put on it. We go back, and I call it back to the future, go back to the basics first before you can go forward. So you got to look back, peel away the layers before you can look forward.
I like that. That actually was in Matthew McConaughey's speech when he got his Oscar. He said from a very young age, someone was asking him, you know, who's your hero? And mm-hmm. he was always looking ahead and looking ahead and looking ahead and talking to himself. A lot of people thought it was kind of egotistical, but I got it. And you get it. Because mm-hmm. that's what people need to do. What would you say, then, is the biggest barrier that people face when finding their purpose in their career or their health or relationships or life in general?
I think I'm going to go back to just what I ended with, and it's living their life to gain approval from others, whether it's a boss, whether it's a family member, whether it's a loved one. The biggest barrier is, what am I basing it on? Am I basing it on the approval of others? And then the biggest barrier, I would say, even above that, now that I'm thinking out loud, is giving yourself the right to entitle yourself to your passion.
Giving yourself permission.
Giving yourself permission.
And if they get a BHAG, you know, a big, hairy, audacious goal or dream, they push it away and go, nah, I could never do that.
Or again,
so they are their own biggest barrier.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, one of my biggest challenges was it took me 3 days to do that 30-minute exercise was, again, is who do you think you are? Who do you think you are to want to be able to stand in front of a crowd and empower people? Who do you think you are, Oprah? Well, no, but I can be Sherry. You know, and that's another thing that's a barrier is we find someone, and it's okay to have someone that inspires us or maybe even have a mentor, but we should always be looking for our passion to be the best of ourselves, not be the next Oprah, the next Anderson Cooper, the next Wendy Williams, the next whoever, you know.
That is very
you.
True.
Yes. You know, because I find myself doing that. And I'm like, you know what? You know, I'll find a trainer or a speaker and go, wow, that's good. You know, they really were powerful that way. And then I'll stand up there and try and imitate it, and it doesn't work because it's not me.
Exactly.
Exactly. And so that's what I would say.
And, you know, and people can tell that it's not authentic.
Absolutely. 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 And you can tell that it's not authentic. You know, I can even hear myself, and I receive... Yes, yes, and even my body language, because sometimes I can even find, you know, we as trainers, when we're doing our spiel or one of our clients is asking us to endorse some of their products, and if we really don't believe in it, you know, I can even tell my body language where, you know, I really don't believe in this, so I'm not looking at them, or maybe my tone, or maybe my body language. And so, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I have just been the biggest fraud, and it doesn't make us feel good. And so, again, talking about passion, that's the reason why sometimes we physically become ill, because we're forcing ourselves to do something that is not natural. And, you know, and that's the biggest thing. If you think about people who have a disease, it's the dis-ease. We're making ourselves do something that's not natural to us. We're trying to fit that square peg in a round hole, and that's not part of our passion, and that's not part of our purpose for our life. And that's what I want us to all get back to. You know, no matter what Mrs. Johnson said in first grade, or no matter what mom
I hear
said,
you.
You know, no matter what mom said, although it was in good faith and in good intentions, you know, my mother had the best intentions at heart, and I can still thank her for it. You know, I got my degree in accounting, still always be accounting, but again, it wasn't my passion. And so I now have to, and I can't blame her for the rest of my life. I now, as an adult, now have to take charge and go, okay, it's time to take choice. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one of the starting points is take accountability. That's the starting point. Take accountability, and then what's the next step?
taking accountability, and then it's giving yourself permission. Okay, you've given yourself accountability. Yes, you can do it. Now it's time to get started. And I think it's like the big elephant. You know, you put a big elephant on a plate and say, okay, go for it. You get a little overwhelmed going, how am I going to fit all of that into my belly? You have to do it one step at a time. And that kind of goes into, my life on purpose journal, where I break things down into sections, Yvonne.
That's what I was just going to ask you. What can you tell me about that life on purpose journal? Share it with us.
What it is, it's a journal, but it's kind of like a vision board, but it takes it to a different level. So it's in more of a mobile, if you will. It's not necessarily a foam core board that you have up at your house or, you know, in your home office. It's something that you can take with you and you can look at all times. So I actually break down your life. After you've done your 3 years in the future, we're now going to break it down by your life, meaning personal, versus business, versus health, relationship, weight, vacation, finances. We're going to break it down into those digestible bites so that we can create our goals, and I normally say at least 3 years in advance. And then I help you create benchmarks. I provide areas where you can actually put pictures. You know, one of the things that I want to do, I share on a personal level, is I'd like to get braces. I now have a picture of someone who looks like me with braces. I went out and I found out what the price is and the length of time that I would have to wear them. And now I'm backing into it. So actually what I did is I got an online account. It's called piggybank.com. And I actually created a savings account for all of the things that I want to do. I have a vacation account. I have a braces account. I have all these different goals that I have in my life to kind of help benchmark. So it just kind of works in different levels. You know, unless you see it, it's just kind of a hope. You have to see it. You have to see it. Otherwise,
what's
it's just
that website
kind of,
again? My bank account?
It's called piggybank.com. But, you know, here's what I will say. You can do that. Or you can just set up an account, you know, wherever you're banking. Or you know what?
Yeah.
You can set up a jar. You can set up a jar at home.
I swear to God, I used to do that. I used to take 20 bucks here, 10 bucks there, and throw it somewhere.
Absolutely. You know what?
One day I reached in there and put it all together, and I had this gigantic wad of cash. It was thousands of dollars. And
yes,
I had
absolutely.
I had been doing it for so many years, and it was, you know, $5 here, $20 there, you know, and then not thinking about it.
Absolutely.
And I had to take it to a bank. I was like, oh, my God, I can't have this around. I can't have this in my house, you know.
I know
exactly what you mean. It adds up. That's the point. Start doing something, and it adds up when you're not even paying attention. Do something about it a little bit at a time, and then one day, like that day with me, you'll go, wow, I can get
it
now, or I can do it
absolutely.
Now. Something
absolutely.
That you specifically planned on getting or wanting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I
and
like
the thing
that.
Also, too, that I do in the journal is once you've reached your goal, now we're going to set another one. Because I don't want you to get satisfied and get lazy and say, okay, well, I've reached that goal. I don't have to do anything else. These, again, are all going to be stepping stones. Because you know what? Each year in your life, there's still going to be another 3 years in the future. So it's just always going to be a constant dynamic change. You know, we change. Maybe things that we look into may or may not work. Okay, then let's maybe go to plan B or plan C, or let's just, again, continue to have something to strive for. You know, because a body or a mind in motion dies. We don't want us to have atrophy. You know, that's what they call atrophy. You know, if you don't move it, you know, a mind that stays in motion, that is in motion, stays in motion. We want to keep that purpose in motion at all times. at all times.
I know
absolutely.
That. That's why whenever I'm sitting around, I will often hear that little voice in my head going, a body at rest stays at rest. Get up and
yes.
move around right now,
yes.
you know, even if it's
absolutely.
Just to go to another room and look at things
mm-hmm.
through a different lens and have a different perspective. It's going to make all the difference in the world. And I had a shoeshine guy in Midway Airport actually say that to me. I wrote it down because I was laughing so hard. He told me that he was, I don't know, 75 or something. And I'm like, why are you doing this? You can retire. And he said, if you retire, you die. He's like, if you
absolutely.
Stay at rest. Oh, he said two things. He says, if you stay at rest and you just retire and sit there, all you'll do is eat and get sick and die. And if you retire and all you do is sit there, you're going to die faster. So he says, I just do this because, you know, it gets me out of the house. I get to meet people. I like talking to them. And I don't do it 5 days a week. He goes, I do it every other day. But it keeps me alive, which is
absolutely
so interesting. I call it my shoeshine wisdom.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like Joan Rivers. You know, we just lost Joan Rivers, and people were saying to her, you know, at your age, why don't you retire? She said, and do what? She said,
exactly.
but the thing is, she said, I love what I do. She said, that's what kept her going. She said, I actually love what I do. She did her passion. You know, she was
yes.
a Jewish woman from New York that wanted to be a stand-up comic that were against her, that people said, this is not your purpose. One, you're a woman. Two, you're from New York. And then she used the word that I love. She said, and you're a servant. And she said, those three things are three counts against you in against society's eyes of being a comic. But she knew what her purpose was, and she continued to do it. And so she never had a bad day because she always did what her purpose was.
She was always having
of
fun.
Living your life. Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
The other part of living with a life on purpose. Because it's on purpose, because it's your passion, because it's what you want, because it's what you set out to get, it brings you joy. And that joy makes it not work.
Absolutely.
That joy makes you can't wait to get up in the morning to go do the thing, whatever the thing is. You know,
absolutely.
What even if it's just go takes a cruise. You know, I have an aunt who lives in the UK, and her and her husband every single year for New Year's Eve, they take a cruise to a different part of the world, like to see the pyramids with the New Year's Eve with the fireworks going behind it, or some of the most exotic vacations you can imagine, just to have New Year's in a different part of the world every year. And they're young.
Mm-hmm.
You should even their faces
mm-hmm.
and bodies are young. And I think it's because they're so passionate and excited about to their lives now that they are at this point of their lives and retired.
Absolutely.
So I have a
absolutely.
Question. Do you have
yes.
any closing comments for us?
My closing comments is make sure you live your life on purpose. Start today. You don't have to change everything in your life by 5 o'clock tomorrow. But start somewhere by getting in your quiet place and just, if nothing else, simply ask yourself, what did I want to do? What made me happy before someone told me no? And if you've got any questions, thoughts, concerns, comments, you can always shoot me an email at sherry@sherrydarden.com. If you want to get your life started on purpose, you can actually go to my website at sherrydarden.com and purchase your Life on Purpose journal. If you have a group where you'd love to do group activities, I have lots of women's groups that invite me to come in, and we do a vision party, and we do a pajama party, and bring the journals in. Bring in magazine clippings, do that whole vision. We do our Life on the Back to the Future exercise. Please go ahead and reach out to me. I would love to help and work with you on getting your life back on purpose.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
Very much for the informative interview, Sherry. And thanks to all of you for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois. And I'll see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I'll leave you with this thought of the day from Buddha himself. Your purpose in life is to find your purpose and give your whole heart and soul to it. So always join us on the second Saturday each month and visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown to share your comments about today's show. And while you're there, become a friend of the show and use the comment box to provide us with some feedback on today's show. Thank you very much. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at Yvonne@YvonneFBrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.yvonnefbrown.com, YvonneFBrown.com, to share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and play.